Duke Energy got approval in January 2012 to raise overall electricity rates by just over 7%. Embedded in that rate hike was a guaranteed return to Duke's investors of 10.5%. Unacceptable, says Gabe Vishniewski of Greenpeace.
The Utilities Commission needs to really take into account the interests of customers in the state rather than just letting Duke run roughshod over customers so that they can line the pockets of shareholders. And the court recognized that explicitly and directly.
Try again, was the ruling from the state Supreme Court. Quote, fairness to customers is a critical consideration in rate cases. Attorney General Roy Cooper, who initiated the case, calls the ruling, quote, great news for customers who spoke loudly and clearly on how hard this rate increase would hit their wallets. It's unclear how the court's decision will affect the 7% rate hike that took effect last year or the request for another 9.7% overall increase Duke Energy has pending before the Utilities Commission right now. Duke Energy has long argued it must strike a balance between the interests of its shareholders who want a return on their investment and customers who need reliable electricity at a fair price. At least in this case, the court says Duke and its regulators may have gotten the balance wrong. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.